Hi, this is a dictation for Anitra Carter, A-N-I-T-R-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth 8/30/1976. Date of procedure is 5/16/2023. The procedure is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy number 2 epidural gland. The medical indications for the procedure are as follows. The patient has suffered from an automobile accident on 11/29/2022 that resulted in ligamentum flavum thickening occupying L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, bulging disc of L4-5 and L3 and L4, as well as herniated disc at L4, L5 with the facet hypertrophy resulting in encroachment on L5 nerve root. The patient has significant symptoms as well as she has a issues in the shoulder. The pains have continued despite all the physical therapy. They remain severe, scale of 1 to 10, they are almost 9. And the patient has agreed and consented to get an injection of lumbar epidural today, which is being done. It is done as per protocol. Patient left the office in a stable condition with their stable vital signs. Thank you. The next procedure is injection of the left supraspinatus and left infraspinatus tendon to the left shoulder, and medical indications are as follows. The patient has suffered from a automobile accident on 11/29/2022, rotator cuff injury to the left shoulder with difficulty in lifting the arm, and she has had a physical therapy for more than several months, like 6 months, with no major relief. The patient has been doing home exercises. The MRI has been found positive with the supraspinatus tendinopathy, and there is a sublabral foramen recess, degenerative changes of AC joint, subacromial bursitis. While lumbar epidural steroid injection was done today, it is believed that we also did the two injections of to the supraspinatus and also to the infraspinatus tendon to bring further relief. If the pain is not gone, then our plan will be to do the AC joint and bursa joint together. Thank you.